Come on.
Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Barbara Friedberg. Barbara, are you ready to do this?
I am, George.
Excellent. Let's do this. Barbara is a former portfolio manager. She's the owner of RoboAdvisorPros.com, a comprehensive site dedicated to bringing non-biased information on all things financial technology and investing in robo-advisors. She's an author, and most importantly, a returning guest to the Money Savage podcast. Excited to have you back on, Barbara. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, George, again, thanks again for having me. I'm thrilled to be here. I live in Silicon Valley, so my finger is on the pulse of everything fintech.
Right.
And my life is revolved around introducing robo-advisors to the masses so they can do their investing a little bit less expensively than in the past.
Well, I love it, and certainly the industry has... How long has the industry been around, effectively, the industry of...
Actually, we're celebrating probably our 10th birthday. Betterment Personal Capital launched around 2008, 2009.
Wow.
So it's very, very new.
Yeah, it's incredible. And the market share that they've gotten and the impact that they've had on the industry has been gigantic. And I wanted to talk today about how they, being fintech companies, robotech, or robo-advisors, are beginning to impact, or more so impacting, the world of 401ks. So just want to get into that with you.
My pleasure. I'm ready for you.
Okay. So
I'm ready to go.
So where do we start? Maybe just talk a little bit about why it's taken longer to get into this part of the financial world, how it's going.
I will start you out.
Okay.
Because although I live and breathe robo-advisors, I want to make sure that your listeners all know what a robo-advisor is before we dig into this for 401ks. A robo-advisor is actually just a computerized algorithm that manages your investments. And they are delivered through financial advisors. They are delivered through big companies like Betterment, Wealthfront, and companies such as Schwab, Vanguard, Fidelity, Go, et cetera. They have taken the investing world by storm because the management fees that robo-advisors charge range from 0% of assets under management on up to probably under 1%. So they're providing a threat not only to some financial advisors, but also, and this is where we transition, into 401k providers who can be extremely pricey on the fee side.
Got it. Yes. And I think that one of the things that makes robo-advisors so great is that there's a major push towards transparency. And I know that when I started working with 401ks, however many years ago it's been, it was really clear as mud how much everything cost. And even today, it's still pretty clear as mud how much everything costs. So I think it's an exciting thing that these companies and this technology is getting into the 401k space, and very, very important. And it's going to have great, great ramifications, or benefits rather, for is it possible to have great ramifications, Barbara?
Well, you know, I'm going to say yes, because okay. It makes sense to me. So yeah, fees are the driving force. Investors are getting sick and tired of, like you say, not knowing how much they're paying for their investment management services. And if they do know, freaking out because it's so high. And 401k programs, which are your workplace retirement accounts that your employer signs you up for when you start and takes out a bit of your money and hopefully matches it, And then you choose some investments. But George, like you mentioned, most of us don't know what fees we're paying. Look, my husband has a 401k program. I have no idea how much his administrative fees are. I mean, it's a crime. So that the robo-advisor movement is opening up the door, like George, like you said, for more transparency and for lower fees. So the consumers, first of all, know what they're paying and also have an opportunity to save some money, because every dime or every whatever nickel that you're paying to a management fee is not going into the investment market
right.
to grow and compound for your future.
Yeah, it's a good rule of thumb that I would rather have any money, if it's a nickel, a dime, or $1,000, than not. So I would rather keep as much money as possible. And certainly for the majority of Americans, including myself, that my 401k is probably the most important asset that I have for my retirement. So I want to hold on to as much of that as possible. So,
absolutely.
How many different companies are in this space? Let's just maybe if we could start talking about them individually and
let's awesome. Dig in now. Continue.
No, please.
Okay. Yeah, I've wasted enough time with the introduction. So one of the oldest companies that has been in this space is called Financial Engines, and they've used technology actually for many, many years to help businesses create their 401k companies. But more recently, Betterment who was one of our initial freestanding robo-advisors, has designed Betterment for Business, which offers a robo-advisor 401k full-service management program, which is going to be cheaper than many of the competitors. And some of these other standalone companies that are disrupting the 401k marketplace are For Us All, Human Interest, whom I've written for, Vestwell, to name a few. And what they're catering predominantly to smaller and medium-sized businesses. And what they're doing is they're going in and they're saying, hey, I can give your workers a superb investment management platform for a reasonable fee, and I will take care of the entire thing. So, of course, we've also got some of the investment brokerage houses, Fidelity, and probably many of the others that also provide this service. But the field of standalone robo-advisor 401k providers currently is pretty small. So there's room for some expansion there.
And what would give an organization pause? Why has it taken longer for firms to move into the 401k space? Is it because of ERISA laws, which are laws that take care of employer-employee relationships? Is that the reason, or why else would it be?
I don't think so. And again, I am speculating here, but
sure.
My sense would be the 401k business is lucrative. There is a ton of money to be made, and it's probably disseminated by a lot of big players. So they're pretty entrenched. And once you've got a system going, you don't want to change because it's a pain in the neck. Where mm-hmm. companies, people, we want to stick with the norm. We don't want to change because it's too much trouble. So I think the reason that more companies, and then the smaller companies, many of them don't have 401k programs or are just starting to have them. So first of all, the reason it hasn't had more adoption, I believe, is first of all because the basic platforms and technology are relatively new.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's taken a while for them to migrate over to the 401k sphere. And I anticipate that now that more smaller companies are seeing an availability for freestanding 401k providers to give their employees this option and not pay through the nose, the industry, I anticipate, will grow.
Got it.
And, you know, how competition works.
Right. It's certainly an interesting thing. You think about some of these very, very large financial companies that we're all familiar with. They have certain legacy costs, probably a lot of legacy costs. And so while they would have no problem rolling out a low-cost solution, maybe there's just not an incentive to do that. Maybe there's not the competition out there that would cause them to make those kinds of decisions. It's probably all those different variables. But to your point, as more competitors do pop up, like all the robo-advisors have done over the past 10 years, I have to imagine that it will probably drive the cost down. But certainly administering a 401k requires a lot more than just setting up an individual investment account. Perhaps that could be why.
That's possible as well. It's not a simple endeavor because of the legislation, the ERISA laws, and there's a lot of oversight that is involved. So, yeah, a company has to get in there and really understand that and then create a product like Human Interest has done. They are very targeted on the middle market, and they have a product that they charge a set fee and then a per-employee cost that is extremely low, and they have learned the back end. They've got all of this technology, and they're in compliance. They have a compliance department, and they're in the Silicon Valley, so they're garnering a lot of these mid-sized players. But I do believe that, and then you mentioned the legacy providers and the legacy costs. If you look at Fidelity, okay, they're already managing many, many, many retirement plans. So why should they offer a lower cost product that is more automated when, you know, they'd be competing with themselves? As long as the companies can continue offering the high fees, there's not an incentive to lower their fees until competition heats up even more. So I think that's a barrier in that because the field is so small, there's not enough incentive for the bigger players to drop their costs, or more players have yet to enter because it's such a nascent industry.
Yeah, but it would be awesome if they did, if they just lowered costs for every one of their plans across the board. You know, that being said, you know, Fidelity is one of those companies that is now offering free investments. They have index funds with no expense ratio on them. So you never know, Barbara. Never say never.
Absolutely. Yeah, actually, I just covered that, I believe, for a U.S. News and World Report story I was writing about. They have, I think, 3 or 4 0 the index funds that they offer, and there are literally no fees. The reason they can do that is they're not paying a licensing fee to the S&P to follow that benchmark. What they've done is they set up their own index that is similar to the S&P, and that's their benchmark. But when I noticed the comparison between the returns of the zero fee Fidelity S&P 500 fund and compared it with the SPY, which is another very popular one, their returns were actually a little better, I expect, because they have zero fees. So again, another example of, you know, how the race to the bottom of the fees is really helping the investor more than anyone else. But right. I wanted to mention, George, another related company that I really think is interesting. And they're a robo-advisor. They're called Bloom with 3 O's. So it's B-L-O-O-O-M. I have a review of them on my website, Robo Advisor Pros. They offer a free service. They're not a robo-advisor, not a 401k provider, but they will analyze individuals, retirement accounts. So if you have a 401k and you're worried, oh, maybe I'm paying too many high fees or I'm not in the right funds, you can sign up and they will analyze your 401k to see if they can save you some money. And the analysis is totally free. And then if you sign up, it's really affordable. It's approximately 10 bucks a month. And so that's another niche within the 401k / robo-advisor field, which I think is, as far as I know, and they are the only company that is offering that service to existing 401k holders.
Very cool. So it sounds like in you disclosed that you've done some writing with or for Human Interest, but I'd like to dig a little bit deeper into that. For people who are listening, they say, you know what, I have no idea how much my 401k costs, but from this conversation, it seems like it might be more expensive than maybe it should be. How does Human Interest work? If you could perhaps we could use an example of how their fee structure works and how that gets paid. Maybe the company pays it. Maybe the participant actually pays it. Would that be okay if we went through an example?
Absolutely. It would be my pleasure. A company will hire Human Interest. And typically it's a smaller company. And I'm just looking up as we speak their fee structure and see if I can get that for you. But the overview is, okay, here we go. Human Interest, like the other 401k providers, is offered to the employer. It's not offered to the consumer. So it's a business for the employer to run their 401k program. Their fees are, let's see, what their pricing, okay. So their base price for an employer is only $120 a month. And then the employer will pay only $4 per employee per month. There's a setup fee of about $500, but for the employer, it's very, very, very affordable. What they offer, they've got automated 401k administration. It syncs with the payroll. They offer record keeping, automated sign up and onboarding for new and existing employees. And they've got all the compliance that is required by law.
Got it. Nice. So, and I'm not holding you to this necessarily. I'm just trying to get a general idea. So it's $120 a month that the employer pays, $4 per employee. Is there also an asset-based charge that they charge to the accounts?
I'm so happy you asked me that, George. And you can hold me to this because I'm looking at their website.
Okay.
For the employee, their account management fee is 50 basis points, which is equivalent to a half of 1% of the account, the value of your account. So if your account is worth $100, you'll pay 50% per year, 50 cents per year.
Got it. Okay.
So it's a very reasonable fee. Many other companies charge employees over 1% and sometimes even 2 or more. And then as we all know, there is another fee that investors need to understand, which is, with the exception of Fidelity's new zero fee funds, every mutual fund has what's called a management expense ratio. And the funds that are used by Human Interest have extremely, extremely low fund management expense ratios. They have, it's only 8 basis points, which is an eighth of 1%. So for your $100 investment, you pay 8 cents to the fund manager. It's embedded in your fund, so you don't write a check. It's just included in the fund. And that compares those fees to a, so on average, an employee will pay about 0.58% of the assets managed to have their money managed. That compares with the nationwide average of almost 2% for most small 401k plans. So it's a huge cost saving. And with Human Interest, again, as an example, I'm not pitching for them. I happened to write some articles for them a couple of years ago. Other than that, I have no relationship with them at all. That plan offers, you can invest in funds from Schwab, Vanguard, BlackRock, Fidelity, et cetera. So that's an example of the huge benefit, not only to employers, but employees as well, of this new switch of robo-advisor 401k plans.
Yeah, I think it's certainly an exciting thing. And obviously, there's going to be a period of time where I guess the most succinct way that I can describe it is that cost is what you pay and value is what you get, where there's probably going to be growing pains with some of these initial providers. I'm sure that these are all great companies, but I'm sure that we're going to see more and more and more. And I think that ordinary investors like me and so many of the people are listening are really going to benefit from these technologies. So I think it's exciting and it's excellent. Well, Barbara.
Yeah, George, and actually, I would like to just suggest to your users that if you work for a small company and they're not offering a 401k plan, you tell them about these new robo-advisor 401k plans.
That's right.
That are so cheap to administer, and maybe they can encourage their employer to create one for them, because the benefit of a 401k over a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA is that savers, employees, can sock away up to, I believe it's $18,000 of their income per year, tax deferred. And that's so much more than the approximately $6,000 you can invest in a 401k, in a Roth IRA. So it's a 401k is a tremendous retirement savings vehicle.
Well, Barbara, I think that we should make that your difference making tip right there.
I think so too. Let's do it. And but I do have to put in one more pitch,
okay,
which is if you are looking for free or low fee investment management, you need some help, either you want a financial advisor or you don't, please check out Robo Advisors. I'd love it if you went to my site, Robo Advisor Pros. But you don't have to go anywhere on the internet and look up these investment platforms, because they really, really will save you money and they will propel your future financial stability.
Well, I think that is great stuff, and it definitely gets a come on. Come on! Barbara, thank you so much for coming on again. Tell Savage Nation one more time where they can learn more about you, where they can get in touch with you.
You can get in touch with me so easily via RoboAdvisorPros.com. Stop by the website, fill out a contact form, or you can even Google me online, Barbara Friedberg, and I'm pretty much very easy to find. I love to help people with their finances, with their investments, and to help them save money. So thank you so much for listening. And George, thank you so much for having me on.
It was my pleasure. Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Barbara your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to RoboAdvisorPros.com. Find her on social media as well. And I will list all of those in the notes of the show. Thank you again, Barbara.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together.
What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on!